The hearing of faith is an operation of the Spirit of God to open the spiritual ears of a sinner so that he may hear the gospel and believe, have faith in Jesus Christ. No sinner can come to faith in Jesus Christ outside of the immediate work of the Holy Spirit. This is a work of what? Grace. It's not based on anything that the sinner has ever done. It is a work of grace that God performs alone. Because what? The sinner state, consider it, he is dead in trespasses and sins. And I want to land on that for a moment. The sinner is without strength. He is impotent. He is powerless to do anything Godward. He's deaf. He's blinded. He's filled from head to toe with what is called a loathsome disease that has affected his whole person. His whole man is corrupted. It's destroyed, wholly marred before God. It's not just partly here and there. It's completely marred. In him, Isaiah says, there is no soundness. How much? There is no soundness. He is unable to affect any change in his condition. He cannot wash to make himself clean. He cannot heal to make himself whole. He cannot bring life to raise himself from the dead. He can't open his eyes to make himself see. He can't make himself hear. And when the Bible says that a man is dead in trespasses and sins, it means that he's dead. There isn't a little light of God flickering within his heart or mind. There isn't a little life so that there's an inkling of the will to turn from enmity against God to love, to trust in him. There's nothing. He has nothing by which he may act positively and Godwardly. That's the saint. That's the state of the sinner without Christ. That's what the Bible says. That's not what I say. That's what the Bible says. Given this report from God's holy word, the sinner may be said to be at the bottom of the deepest ocean, dead. Dead. He's not like so many today who have him out in the middle of the ocean treading water, waiting for someone to cast him a life vest. That's not the Bible picture of a man dead in trespasses and sins. And this matter about justified before God hangs on this. No, that message that they have, it's failed to present. Baptists world over are failing to present the true gospel of Jesus Christ and salvation by God alone. They've turned faith itself into a system of works. Get down and bow here at an altar made by men. And you do this. You do this. And God will respond. I tell you what, God responds first. And that man will willingly come to Christ. He changes the will of that man, that sinner. He makes him different. It's an act of grace. That is a matter of fact. That's justification by the grace of God, based upon the blood shed of Jesus Christ and what he did before he died, which was to, under the law of God, taking our place, he merited works before God in our behalf so that we might be justified. Salvation is either of God alone or it's not. There's no mixture. We will not, by the grace of, frustrate the grace of God here. God being our helper, No one will ever stand behind this pulpit and do that. This is a serious matter. Paul wouldn't allow it to stand for a moment. He called them foolish for it. What in the world is going on with you, brethren? Think about what you're doing. The hearing of faith is an operation of the Spirit of God to open the spiritual ears of a sinner so that he may hear the gospel and repent and believe in Jesus Christ. Be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man, he's talking about Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins, free justification. And that by him alone, all that believe are justified from all things. He means every single trespass that you've ever committed. By him, all that believe are justified from all things from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. Praise God.